the Asherah, that's also Banor, Sasur and Banor, the branches are also Banor, we just learned. Hesek, Bem es Ataner, that the Jew is doing this, so we do not say that's not called the bittul on the tree. In a case where by taking off these branches, we're talking about you're not being mevatel the tree. Because there are ways that you could be mevatel the tree. So for now, you're taking it off not to be mevatel, or else the Jew is doing it, that he can't be mevatel the tree. So these branches are still also Banor. What's going to be now Hesek Bem es Ataner? You heat it up in the oven now with these branches. Seim chodesh, if it's a new tanner, that the heat now is firming the oven, it's making it strong, it's making this giving hanor to the oven itself. So yutax, this oven is also b'hanor. You have to break the oven now. There's no way to use it.
It's a clay oven.
V'im yoshon. Let's say though it's an old one used already, so it was already firm, it was already strong. The heat now does not affect the oven itself. So then yutzan, just let it cool off, not to have enough from the heat. Then you could reuse it. What's going to be offer by is the pass right now with this heat from the Yatzi Ashera, you have bread, you're baking bread now. Sasura Bano, the bread becomes also Bano. We say Yesh Fachitz in the pass. It's considered like the wood changed into heat. And the heat now is forming the bread, so the heat goes into the bread. It's like the Yatzi Ashera is inside the bread now. The bread is also Bano. Nisarbo Biacheris, this bread got mixed up with other breads. Kulam Asuras Bano. Because the Avoy Dezor, there's no din bittel. Avoy Dezor, it's also Bahanor, even with a mashu. It's not bottle beroid. Reb Lezoim, his chiddush, his cooler is that Yoylech Hanor Liyam HaMelech. He holds that there's opinion to the Yisra Avoy Dezor. Some say it's only with Terubis, and some will see in the Gemara. But it's only with Terubis, or even by the bread itself. But he holds, you can take the value, take money, the value of this bread, and throw the value Liyam HaMelech, and then the bread becomes Mutabanor. Or Mullah, the Chum say back to Blazer, no, ain't pidyon avos chavim, there's no good pidyon. By Hegdish we have pidyon, by Shriyat there's pidyon, but not by Avodah Zorah. There's no heter of pidyon, you cannot remove the Yisra Anor from the pas. The same alocher is not lemenu karko. Let's say it took like a splinter out of the tree, you made a spindle out of it, like a big needle, and you could use it to weave with. So also Bano, it's also to use this now because you're having Hanor from the Yatzi Ashera. What's going to be Orek Boyes a Beged? You use this spindle now to weave yourself a Beged. Also Bano, here's the Chiddush, that the Beged also becomes also Bano. Even though Chur is like a Zev Zagurim, but still it is called a Zev Zagurim. But even though the main Beged is from the wool itself, but without the spindle, you couldn't have the Beged. So the Beged now is coming directly from the spindle. It's called Asa Bano. We look as if the needle is still here in the Beged. Just like we said before, Yeshvach Eitzem Bapat, here it's a bigger Kiddush though. Because before, like the heat, like it looked like the wood got changed into heat. And now when the heat goes into the pot, it looks like the wood is still in the pot. Right, here's the same story also. That since this Beged now was only formed, because of the spindle that was taken out from the tree of the Avodah Zarah, so the Beged is also Bano. Nisarvu Bacheris, if this Beged gets mixed up with another Beged, V'acherim Bacheris, even a double time you get mixed up, Kulam Asurim Bano, there's no din bittel by Yisuri Ano. And again, Rav Lezer Imano, the Eitzer is, Yerlech Ano Liyam HaMelech. You have this one Beged got mixed into 1,000 Begodim. So instead of having to throw away all 1,000 Begodim, there's an Eitzer. Take money, the value of this one beggar that was also Bano, take that money, throw it to Yama Melech, and now they all become Mutter Bano, so you can sell them all to a guy now. Or Mullah, the Chum say back, no, ain't pity of Avodis Kachovim. There's no way to redeem the Yisra Bano of Avodis Kachovim. It remains also Bano, and all of them remain also Bano.
Let's say it's the spindle. Takes it. Avodis Kachovim, does that Yisra Bruta?
I don't think so, because the Yisra is an Yisra Hano. You can't have Hano from that. From this thing, you're having Hano. It's also. You're making yourself a Beged. So whatever it is, it's also Bano. Hashem Bruta is not totally in Hano.
Why do you say selling it to a boy?
Because could be the chayv itself is still lost. He's only matter with bahano. I mean, but I don't think he could use the thing itself. So it's like, I don't think he could eat the bread. So only he had to take off the isur hanor shaboy, but not eat it.
Couldn't
he take it? All right, it's over. Now the Gemara says, I need both chedushim, two cases in the Mishnah, the case of the wood and the case of the bread and the beged. The Yashmin in Kamai's case of the bread, Balkom Reb Lezer, maybe that is Pidyon Avodah Zarah. Mishum de Beidno, the Kogomra pass when the bread is finally finished, when you can eat the bread is finished being baked, Kodalei Yisura, the wood was already burned up, It's not here anymore. So maybe there is more Meku Reb Lezer to say that this Isra No is only the Rabbonic Isra, it's a Shvacher Isra, so therefore you could redeem it. Avol Karko, when you use the spindle to form a beged, the Isra Surabiena, even after you finish weaving your beged, you still have the piece of wood here. The Avodah Zara is still then. Eimim Moedel Rabbonim, maybe then it's a more Chomadic Isra, it's like we still see the Avodah Zara in the beged, then maybe Reb Lezer would agree you cannot redeem it. Kamashko knows still you could redeem it. And now the opposite way. V'yashmin in Karkov, we only hear this Chiddush by the beged, where you're weaving with a spindle. Maybe below Kami Rabbon, maybe over here the Rabbon said he can't redeem it. Because we see the spindle still here, the Avodah Zarah is still here. Maybe that's what's more strict. Avol pas. But in the case where you use this wood to make heat, to burn it, to bake bread, when you finish the bread, the wood is ready, burnt up already, it's not here anymore. Eimim Moedel Reb Lezer, maybe he would agree to Reb Lezer. That is a smaller Isser. It's only with the Rabbonin. So Meli could be poiderit, tzricha. That's why need both cases in the Mishnah that know both hold their shittas in both cases. Now, Omer Reb Chiya Breid the Rabba Banachmeni. Omer Reb Chizda. Omer Ziri. Halacha Reb Lezer. We pass him like Reb Lezer that you could be poider the Isser avoid the Zara. Now, Ika the army, some say Omer Reb Chizda, Omer Li Abba, Bar Reb Chizda. That Alka Yom is the way Maziri said, Halacha Reb Lezer. Here's the way the members who said it over was this way, Halacha Reb Lezer. Omer Reb Adam Arava, Loi Shonu El Apas, this heter to sell it, it to redeem it is only on bread. Al Bechov Yisloi, we have a barrel of Yisura Yai Nesach, here it's worse. You have one barrel of Yisura Yano of Yai Nesach, you cannot redeem it. Yai Nesach is worse. As she says, Al Bechov Yisroi Yai Nesach, Shenis Arvo Bechov Yis, shall have to mix up with other barrels, Kulam Asur Bano, Vilat the Kurs Lul Valocha, and Olim Amelech, let here Lul Nilchul Lubadi, Al Ashkus Mel Lechamor, Mabu Chov, Simash Kulam Rashi, you can't have enough on the wine itself. It's only to sell it to a guy or to give it to animals of a guy. Yeah. Why not? But chavis loy. We'll soon see why not. For chizdu amino afilu chavis muteris. Even a barrel is also even yain nesach is also muter b'hano. She didn't say the reason why not. But I said the mishum the isal is true. He could be here. It's worse. Here, because you have the isal bed. Here, the barrel of the yain nesach itself is the isuri hano. Has Bishlam a by pass or by the beged in the bread itself there's no real Avodah Zarah. It was only formed because of the heat of the Avodah Zarah. Or the beged was formed because of the spindle from the Avodah Zarah. But it's not the Avodah Zarah actually here. Mashenkin Yai Nesach, which is the Yisr Hano itself, here Reb Lezer was not naked to say you could redeem it. Reb Chizdo Amano, Afilu Chavis Materis, even Chavis Sos, in the case where it's Bata Barayv, where these chavis got mixed up with other wines, so again, midi rice to this bottle of rum, it's only midi rabbanon, it's not bottle, therefore we say, you could redeem it with money. And who governed it with a person? These arvalei chavita di yainesach v'chamrei, that his wine got mixed up with other wines. And also the kind of the rabchiz domar, shekur la bezuzi, I don't know exactly, four zuz, v'shadi ben horo, v'nishtari l'chol, yes, we pass them like Reb Lezer, even by the yisr of yainesach. The swar could be, since it got mixed up, it's bottle b'roiv. So midi rice, it is bottle b'roiv. It's only midi rabbonin, this chumra. So any time it's only yosem midi rabbonin, that's Reb Lezer's chiddush, you could be poida di suria no. Take the money, the value of this barrel, throw it liyam amela, throw it away, and the rest of the barrels are muta b'no, you'll have to sell them.
What is the significance of the
adam? Right. Kate Sadnuvatla. Now let's say you have the satsi asheru. And a guy now wants to be mevatlit. How does a guy be mevatlit atzi asherah? Kirsum, he pulls off the hard branches. The zirut, he pulls off the fresh, the wet branches. Or else, not to the man or makel, he pulls off a stick to use it. Or a sharpet or a staff. Afilu ola, even if he just pulls off a leaf. Hareza patela, if he's using it for his own purpose, that shows he's not going to worship this tree anymore. Because if it's an avodah zarah, you don't take it for your own use. So even just pulling off a leaf for his own use, that's a bittel. Shifa, let's say he just smoothed off the bark. He's shifa. So it depends. Letzarko asur, if he made to make the tree itself look nice, then it's still asur. We don't see a bittel. But shlo letzarko, if he's just smoothing it off to use this bark, to use the branch, whatever he pulled off, then mutaris again, we see that he means to be mevatel this avodah zarah. Now the shalom is oisin shipoyim. Whatever he grated off, he smoothed off, they filed off. Not what's the loch of those pieces? So pligibor refuna ba rav tzmachloikis. Pligibor refuna brebchia ba rav. Tzmachloikis, what to do with him? So Rashi says, in the case sheshiful et sorko v'loi bitlo. In the case we took it off for the purpose of the avodah zara itself. So you were not mevatel the avodah zara itself. But what's with these pieces that you filed off? Tzmachloikis. Chado masurin. That since the eitz itself is still lost of bano, these pieces are also still lost of bano. There's no bitl here. He did not do it to bivat. He made it to look nice. For chadam and no mutarim, these pieces are mutar. Because now you're not going to worship these pieces, even though you did it to make the avodah zarah look nice. But these pieces by itself are broken pieces. You're not going to worship. So therefore, it's mutar. Tani we learn command yam mutar being approved. The mandiyam says that it's mutar. The tani we learn like this. He went to smooth down and avodah zarah. He started to file it down. So letzarkoi, if he's done it for his own purpose, then he v'shefer mutar. That's the bittul to the avodah zarah. Both become mutar bano. Letzarkoi, if he did it to make the avodah zarah, the tree or whatever it is, the statue look nicer, then it says clearly he asura. The tree is still asur bano. He was no bittul to it. But v'shefer mutarim. That these pieces now, he's not going to worship it anymore. These are meant to be thrown away. That's the bittul. You're allowed to use it. But for Yisrael, if a Jew comes to file down the tree, sheshifa avos kechavim, ben le sarkor, whether for his own use or for the use of avodah zarah, he v'shefa asurim. Both are rosa. That's always the chumra that a Jew cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah. There's always the chumra midrabanan that will goza maybe first to pick it up and be kind of becomes his. And if it becomes the avodah zarah shay Yisroel in lebetein olamis, so even though here he's not being cornered at first, it's not his. Still, midrabanan is not in bittul. But according we see clearly, it says here b'shofer the pieces that were filed off amuta. If we learn like this, avodas kechomish in the shtabra. Let's see how the tatiya share anything that was broken. What's the loch of the broken pieces? Shenishtabra means pasul is broken by itself. Here, so ravoma tzoruch levatel. Kol kisim v'kisim, every single piece now by itself, you have to be mevatel. Since this tree broke by itself, so the actual breaking of it was no bittul, so they still worship the pieces, and now each piece needs a special bittul by itself. V'shmul amano, avorz kechavim ein debetela. Ela derek yidilosa. It's only bittul derek yidilosa, so it doesn't make any sense. The Kuru is being machm here. There's not a bittul yet, only derek yidilosa. So how is he coming to argue? Was other rabba, Derek the Lusser, the way the tree grows, like we said before, if when the leaves fall off an Atzi Asher and fall to the ground, those leaves are still Lusser Bano, because it's Derek the Lusser. That's the way the tree grows, that it gives off leaves, so the leaves are still Lusser Bano. So how could Shmuel say that Derek the Lusser, the way the things break by itself, if that's the Derek for it to fall off, it's Mutabano, just the opposite. If that's the way the tree grows, that the leaves fall down, it's more of a svara, it's the loss of anor. So how could Shmuel say it becomes muta derek di losai? Tomorrow says, el reza, hochi koma. This is what Rabbi Shmuel meant to say. Ein avoiz gechovim tzricha levatel, el derek di losai. You only have to be levatel these broken pieces if that was the giddel, that's the way the tree grew, like before. The leaves that fall down, that's the loss of anor. But over here, where the tree broke, something broke, the pieces now, by itself is mutabano. Since that's not the way it grows, so the pieces become mutabano by itself. You do not have to be mevatlis. That's the makas Rav Shmuel. That she says these broken pieces is bottle automatically. So what's the machloikis? Lema, let's say, balkan miflugim. This is the machloikis. Balkan miflugim. The mass sover, oivdim lishivorim. Rav holds to these broken pieces now, it broke by itself. The goy did not break it down, so there's no bittul. Now that it broke, the svar is the goy, you worship the broken pieces. Like they'll think that avodah zarah itself wanted to be broken, he wanted to become into pieces, so they still worship the pieces. The Rav says you have to be mevatel each one separately. Shmuel Saba, no, ein oivdin lishavorim. They do not break the broken pieces. That's for like before. If the avodah zarah can't take care of itself, so the goyim think they can't take care of us. So it's an automatic bittul that they do not worship the broken pieces. Therefore, Shmuel says that even though it's broken by itself, it's mutter. You do not have to be mevatel. Maybe that's the machlokes. The Gemara says lie. It could be the kula yalma oivdim lishvorim. Even Shmuel would agree that the goyim really worship the broken pieces. If so, what's the shalaviyav hochi b'shivrei shivar kinufagim? It broke a second time or very very small pieces. That's the machlokes. Masav shibei shvarim asurim. Shmuel says even the shibei shvarim is also. Could be it's gzera also the shvarim. Well, masav that's what Rav holds to mean. Well, masav Shmuel also no shibei shvarim mutarim. That these small broken pieces for sure it's muta. There's no gzera. We don't have to be mavatlet. The boy same with the kuliyama shibei shvarim mutarim. Everybody holds that much. The grand do not worship. The small splinters for sure is muta. For ochav avoris kechavim shel chulia. He's talking about made out of pieces. It's like one he could take apart. He could take the statue apart and put it back together again. Or the head it's so simple to be put back to pieces again. Even a normal person, you don't need an umin to melt it down again. It can be put back together by itself. That's Rav Svara. Even though now it's broken to pieces, but it's fixable. Anybody can put it back together again, they still worship it. Masav Shmuel says no. Rav holds. Eina avoris kechavim. The tailor who Shmuel says, "Elo derug de lassoi." Ta'ainu urchei means that's what means to say. This is its oirich.
That's the worship.
No. What the ha'ainu urchei? Only if when it falls off, when the leaves fall off, that's the derug that grows. Then it's not bottom. But ho lav de lassoi ve'tzrichin lebatol here. Even though it could be taken apart, but it's not oimid. It's not oimid to be taken apart. It's not supposed to be taken apart. Like by itself, the way it grows, it doesn't come apart. When the tree gives off its leaves, that derek and the lasoi, there it's the loss of ano. But here, this statue, even though it's made out of pieces, but it's not made by itself to come apart, so when it becomes apart, Shmuel holds still, it's a bottle. The goyim are not going to worship it anymore. But they say the svara, if it can't take care of itself, it can't take care of us. And a rabbi in this case says no, that since it's made to take apart, if it's taken apart, it means nothing. They hold, chayes, they want to take a vacation now. And later, when you put it back together again, it again becomes an avodah zara, does not lose its iser hanor.
How do you get?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Which
mem base? You hold enough mem testament base. Mishnah says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says shalosh shavonim. If somebody finds in the street three stones, one next to another, the chiddush, even though it's only one next to another, so the locker is bitzad makulis. You find it next to the avodah zara of makulis. So asurais, Rabbi Shmuel holds these three stones. We say also have a loch of an avodah zara, and it's also bano. But ushtayim muteris. If you only find two stones, he holds then it's muteris. Now it's like this. Makulius, that was an avodah zarah they used to worship by throwing stones there. The Ika Makulius started out, it was one stone next to another stone, and then a third stone on top of it. This is the way they made the Ika Makulius. Was one, and then one on top of it. And they used to throw stones to it. And the shalom is, next to the big avodah zarah, do they make another small one or not? So here Rabbi Shmuel saying a chiddush. If you find three stones, you see in the Gemara means next to it on the side of the Makulius. So the question is, do they make a small one next to the big one? See how it's yes. And therefore, if you find three stones there, we say these three stones have a lock of a small Makulius, that they worship these three stones. We'll see in the Gemara question is, it is called a Takruvois. Is this the way they serve the Avodah Zarah? Or is this the Avodah Zarah itself? We'll see in the Gemara. But he goes, if you find three stones, we say these three stones by itself was like a new avodah zarah. It was like a small one next to the big one. If you find three stones, it's awesome. If you only find two stones, any type of a stone, you find so you find only two stones, then it's muta. Now, v'chomer v'chomer say no, and they argue and say it depends. Sheniris imoy asurais. They hold, they do not make a new makulius, a small one next to the big one. There's only one makulius, wherever it was, and it could be a lot of them, but they only make one place where they throw the stones there. Now, if you find stones on the side of it, it's a question. Does it look like these stones came from the big makulius? It fell off it, then it's asura. Even if you only find one stone, because we say for sure this stone first was thrown to the makulius, they worship the Makulius with this stone. It's called Tachrubas Avodah Zarah, or it became an Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, when it falls off to the side, it still remains Asa Banah, even if it's only one stone. But the shein nearest imoy, if it does not look like it fell off from the big pile of stones, but rather like Rabbi Shmuel's case, it looks like they started something new on the side, and then Mutaris. The Chum hold, they do not make a small pile of stones next to the big pile. Either these stones came off from the big pile and the Rosh Banor, or else they didn't come off their own, and by their own it's Mutar. Now the Gemara says, Bishleimer Rabbonin Kesar Rabbonin hold, Oivdim Lishvorim. Rabbonin hold that they do worship Lishvorim broken pieces. Rashi says, Kol Havonim Hanisrok Hashem Nitoisva Lamakulius. All the new stones they throw there add on to the top of this Makulius. Vinasa Godlin becomes like one big thing. Avazachavim Ukashain Noishrois Payu Shivra Avazachavim. Now even when these stones fall off the big pile, the goyim still worship these stones. But right now we're going that these stones themselves is considered an avodah zarah. But after Rashi says lechashav lutak ruvis, right now we're not considering it only like it serves the avodah zarah, but rather all these stones itself becomes the avodah zarah. It's like when you throw the stone on this makobius, this big pile of stones, every single stone there, they worship it. And now when the stones fall off the pile, even though it's only shvarim, it's only a broken piece now, there's only one stone, the Chum says the goyim still worship it. So again, bishleim rabbon kasavri, oivdim l'shvarim. Therefore these stones that fall off the big pile is still asabano, the goyim still worship it. Therefore, nearest imoy, if it looks like this stone fell off the big pile, we can say that this stone fell off the big pile of stones of Makulius, then Asuras, then the still Asabano. But shame nearest Imoi, for this stone does not look like it fell off the big pile, so then Mutaris, then Mutabano, why should there be Asabano? Then it's not part of the Avodah Zarah, it's Mutar. El Rabbi Shmuel, the question upon Rabbi Shmuel, Mike Savar, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Why does he make a difference between three stones and two stones? If the goyim worship these broken stones, means the stones that fall off the pile. Why only three? Even two stones also should asa. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say only if you find three stones next to the big makulis? And the havamina now is that Rabbi Shmuel is also holding that these stones fall off the big pile. So if he holds even after they fall off, like it's shvarim, it's broken pieces, still they worship those pieces. So even if you find one or two, it should also be asa banor. And he ain't heard them with shvarim. If you tell me, Rabbi Shmuel holds no, that once these stones fall off the pile, they do not worship these single stones. It's sort of like a broken avodah zarah. They don't worship it anymore. So if we look lost nami, even if you find three stones, it should be muta banor. Because what's the svar Rabbi Shmuel that he holds? If you find three stones, then it's asa. If you only find two stones or one, it's mutter. Why? Do they worship these broken stones or don't they? So our answer is... Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'yedua shenoshu mimenu divrihakol asuras. If we know for sure these stones came off the big makulius, everybody agrees it's also. Everybody agrees here, these shvarim, the goyim to worship. And the svar is because it's not really a broken avodah zarah. That's like the derech avodosoi. What they do is they keep on throwing stones, and they know the stones fall off. That's all like one big avodah zarah. So pshit, if you know this stone came from the big pile of stones, pshit it's also banor. That everybody agrees.
98
in the back. The afidu leman diyama. Ain't noivdim leshvar. We had before. That once the avodah zarah itself breaks, they do not worship it anymore. Hani mila avodas kechavim to love hainu urche. That's only by a regular tree or regular statue that is supposed to stay whole. If we find it broken, then they leave it alone. Avalocha, but over here the mikora tivurei mitvurei. From here at the beginning, that's the avodah. They take stones and throw it there, and it's normal for the stones to fall off. So hainu urche. This is the normal manner, the way they worship it, so pshita. If you know these stones fell off the makulius, so then it's awesome. Keep pleading, where's the makulius, the Mishnah, this summer, where you find stones next to the big makulius. And we do not know whether fell off from there or not. So it's like this. Kipligi bistoma, that the makruvas nami.